Would you give your mum, dad, aunt or that uncle who hugged your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no!
Oh, my God, it's a really long video. Ew!
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got six comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry?
What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this?
What is... I don't want this one.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell and dad Alistair Campbell.
Slightly sexually compromising
people. Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to the Magic Sponge Series 2. Me, Rob Beckett, Jimmy Bullard and Ian Smith. Happy to be back?
Yeah, I am.
Buzzing.
You've had a bacon sandwich?
I know, thank you. Yeah, we just...
I didn't make it.
No, I'm saying thank you for waiting.
Oh, okay. And our guest is Kevin Gallen.
Morning.
Thanks, Kev. Oh, yeah,
thanks for coming, Kevin.
No worries.
Everyone happy to be back?
Buzzing, Rob. Yeah, on the word on the street is get the sponge back. And we're fucking back! So yeah, you know, it's been, yeah, I've been in the jungle, I've been doing bits and pieces, we've already spoke about that, so I'm not going to bring that up again.
Yeah, you've been on the telly, haven't you, mate? Loads.
I have, I've been ripping the arse out of it. So, great agent. He's the only agent that takes 50%. there you go.
Oh, he'll be happy you saying that, won't he?
So, on Match of the Day?
I was on Match of the Day, yes.
Oh,
we do
on the internet.
We do have a quick question for you. Just before we start, I think it's probably best to address it. This one is from Ray Don. Can you ask Jimmy why he started to cross-dress?
I don't know. I just like female clothing. There is no reason.
How many sparkly blouses do you own?
I haven't changed my sex life or anything. I don't go after men. Just like wearing blouses now. Sometimes, not all the time. I've got a denim shirt today. I've come as a fucking cowboy.
Yeah, true.
So that's very masculine.
It's just the FA Cup outfit caused a Twitter storm.
No, all it was a black leopard print shirt, and people go, "What the hell?" It's because I'm sitting next to Gary, who's got like a three piece on, and Shearer, who's
got about four buttons.
Yeah, but that's like cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like cool. You're from up north. You ain't got a clue. So you can't start.
Did you see his outfit, Kevin?
I did, yes, it's lovely.
Was doing nice, wasn't it?
My missus was jealous.
The thing is, I don't think the outfits are that bad. I think it's just because everyone's expecting a footballer who would normally just wear like a suit on Match of the Day. He's changed the game. He's turned it up on...
It's their fault for tarnishing people, see?
Yeah.
Should tarnish people.
Putting people in boxes.
Anyway,
if you're going to put someone in a box, they're going to end up wearing a blouse.
Wait until I'm on next time.
Are you going on again?
Full blast dress.
Yes, no, you're on it, dude. That'd be so funny.
Sat next to Shearer with an acid face on the front.
Also, do you know we've had over 1 million listens to these podcasts? It's
not
good, isn't it?
Not surprised.
Wow, yeah.
No?
Number one, we're going to number one spot, aren't we?
We've got, it's Radio 4.
Yeah, we're going to get Skinner. Is it Skinner, innit?
Frank Skinner. Yeah, I think he's knocking about. Absolutely. Yeah. Also, we should probably properly introduce Kevin Gallen. I've got some information about you, Kevin. You can tell me if he's right or not. Former England under-21 striker.
Yeah, that's correct.
Signed professional contract as a 17-year-old and went on to play 379 league games.
And no, more than that.
Okay.
And it's pulled you up. Google's wrong.
That was just for QPR.
That was just, well, there's a game you probably should have forgotten.
And yeah, that's true. That's 400 worth. I'm
just talking about the good ones.
Yeah, and you've scored about 50.
Yeah. I've actually played more top flight games than you, Kevin. and you played for QPR.
I did play for QPR for a long time, just around the corner from where we are now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Also,
this is my area.
It is. I've got another question for you off Twitter. Jamie Lana said, "Does Kevin miss the school disco in Hammersmith? Did you go?" And he said, "Apparently, you tried to buy his tie for £20."
I don't know about that, but you know, when you're under the influence, you can't. You can do all sorts of
to
things.
Be fair,
but
mate,
it's just literally around the corner.
Kevin, I've been drunk. I've been drunk before. I don't start trying to buy ties off people.
Well, it was school disco. I didn't have my tie. I went casual. I went like Jimmy Bullard on Match of the Day.
It's got a sparkly blouse on.
I had the rug out and everything.
When we went out drinking with Paul Robinson. Like goalkeeper, it started raining. He was offering people like 40, 60 quid for their umbrellas.
Yeah.
Just going around like, what's
that? A little bit chazzy, that.
Yeah, people get his air wet. Yeah,
it's not a big time. Fucking what air?
Yeah, that's why I said it.
All right, okay.
Bit of fun, wasn't it? Do you want to do your quiz?
I've got
Kevin,
a quiz.
Just sort of introduce Kevin with your quiz, and then we can crack on with the, you know.
So I haven't got a name for this quiz. I call it.
Quiz.
Kevin's quiz about Kevin. It's all about you.
Oh,
so
cool.
This is a good way to.
We need a quiz about Kevin.
Yeah. What about? Okay, so seeing as it's the second series, I thought we'd talk about returns. So when you guy, I haven't prepared this.
Don't
quiz.
Embarrass me.
Sorry, right,
don't embarrass me. So, a million people.
You returned to QPR, so you had two spells there.
Yeah.
Now you were when you oh fuck.
Come on, mate, just speak.
Right, so you Kev Gallon, it ain't a queen. I'm really nervous. You were in your right.
Played 17 times the QPR, mate.
Yeah, I know.
In 17 seasons, one a season.
I've googled the shit out of this, I'm ready. Right, you were injured against the team, and then when you returned from injury, you scored the winner against that same team. Can you remember the name of that team?
What are you talking about?
This is
that's
what
complete
do you mean,
rubbish.
No,
that's not even true.
It is, right.
I got injured against Portsmouth, and then when I returned, I scored against Swindon.
Did you? Oh, for fuck's sake!
You're
on his Wikipedia page. This
go
is
on
bullshit.
Then, what was the answer you had?
Portsmouth, apparently.
Yeah, I got injured against Portsmouth.
And then you scored a winner against Portsmouth?
No, I got injured scoring the winner against
did
Portsmouth.
Did you?
Can't you read?
Fair enough.
So you got injured scoring the winner
and
then against Portsmouth
and then returned and scored against Swindon.
All right, mate, looking at me like you know Wikipedia.
No.
Off
well,
my
no, I'm just trying to
this is a farce.
You got another one. You got
I've got
you
got,
don't get to
no, yeah.
This will be alright. You broke the scoring records records.
He's English.
Kev, do you want to, you like your Spanish.
You broke
Kev,
the scoring
Jordan, records
he's
QPR,
come from Atletico Bilbao today.
Yeah.
But whose QPR youth level scoring records did you break?
Jimmy Greaves. But he didn't play for QPR.
Didn't he?
He
played shit my pants.
What so Jimmy Greaves,
Jimmy Greaves apparently played at QPR youth level.
No, I broke the scoring record for the South East Counties and Jimmy Greaves held it before.
You need to update your own Wikipedia page.
How do you do it? I've obviously wanted him.
Right.
Ian,
I
don't think you've read
Ian,
this properly.
This third question's that fucking Swindon one, which I've got wrong.
So why is it the same question
let's
again?
Fuck that off.
What's your third?
The third question is, 2 days after your return in 2001, you scored and set
up... 2 days? I've done me cruciate. I've done in 2 days. It's happened nearly 2 years.
The quickest recovery known by men. 2 days after his return.
Kevin Gannon, unbreakable, Bruce Willis.
Oh
my God. 2 days.
I've got a bit of DB on it, had a bath.
2 days after you brought me back.
How long did it take you?
Fucking 8 months.
He's been through 3 clubs before this was sorted.
QPR physio is great though, isn't
he? He is top. Jesus Christ.
If only he could have sorted out how he Redknapp's knees.
Right. Question.
Bring him back.
Question number 4. This will probably be wrong. How many goals have you scored for QPR overall?
97.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Now
which
you're
is in ranking? What is that in terms of like?
I think it's six or seven.
Yes,
800.
I'm over the moon with this. So yeah, the sixth highest in club history.
Yes. Oh,
Bobby Zamora will be chasing you down though, won't he?
Yeah, he's got a long way to go.
He's got seven.
And last question. How many goals did you score for Braintree Town?
Oh, I like that. That's a good question. One.
One, yeah. And can you remember Braintree Town's mascot?
Of course I can't.
Iron Innes, the giant crowbar.
Are you sure? That's not Scunthorpe.
That's how fucking rough Braintree is. Mascot's a crowbar.
So I think that's you officially introduced, Kevin.
Yeah, that's a fair representation.
That's actually covered my whole life.
Is there anything we missed from your career? Like any big, what's the highlights that we've missed?
There's a lot of low lights, but highlights. Nah,
that's about it, isn't it?
That's pretty much covered everything.
Wait, no, I think to be fair, you can't
let's get them on.
See ya. All the best.
Well, I was just saying, we've had loads of tweets about the Magic Sponge. You've said your Twitter's been going a bit heavy duty.
Seriously, it's gone really well. Should we call it the first series?
Yeah, that's it. Cause, yeah, this one's a second. So,
even like, just when I go out or bump into someone on a tube or wherever I am. I'm getting people come up to me, mention it.
Yeah.
It's good though, isn't it?
It's good. Yeah, it's nice. I keep getting called you're a prick because of mentioning
that
one person.
It's just
because
of you. It's got fuck all doing the Spanish.
But it's nice to get nice people. Like Reggie said Rob Beckett and Jimmy Bullard podcast. Sorry, and you're not mentioning
this. Hang on a second. Who's this Reggie prick?
Reggie says...
Reggie Disley. So you said Disley, mate. You sound like that, like a fit character in Red Dwarf. Dwayne Dibley. It's not the best put down, is it? Reggie Dibley. He's got a picture of him with his four mates, and I reckon they're his only
mates.
Yeah,
but to be fair, when you get your full-time Red Devils tweets, we're not including in those, are we?
Yeah, yeah.
So he's got the Rob Beckett and Jimmy Bullock podcast are fucking brilliant. Had me in bits. Any new ones? Hashtag Magic Sponge. Quite a polite way of doing it, but I don't know about you, but I'm getting people going, when's the next episode, you fucking lazy prick?
I've had a few of them.
Bastard.
Yeah.
They don't pay for it. Mm. I've been busy paying my fucking mortgage off with paid gigs. These podcast peasants digging me
podcast
out
peasants.
For a freebie.
They're our fans, Rob.
Well, they're not, are they? Reggie, people like Reggie are our, not Ian's, but they're our fans.
Fan. I don't care for any of them.
They are.
I just like it if someone...
But it's nice if you have to be, just be polite about it, isn't it? You don't have to be so...
Yeah, that is a bit spiteful.
And there's also one here as well said, from Rob Smiles, so funny how wound up Jimmy Bullard gets about Pardew.
Yeah, I don't bring him up. Perhaps that.
Well, I do feel like we should have an update on old Chocolado himself because we've had. We've had loads of tweets about it. Pards only went and won. Pards, what a guy! Let's all talk about Pards. Hashtag Magic Sponge. I've missed Magic Sponge. Would have to have liked to hear Bullard's view on Pards going to Palace and turning it round.
Series two, I'm not going to talk about Alan Pardew once.
Well, you've literally done that already.
He loves himself. We all know he loves himself. And everyone at Palace loves him at the minute. That's fine. But yeah. I don't really want to talk about him.
All right, okay.
It just makes me feel sick. Yeah, not like him.
I'm telling you.
Really? I'm telling
John
you
Gregory.
Now.
Really? That is chocolate.
Why is John Gregory so chocolate?
He'd be in the dressing room, in our dressing room, like, you know, in the dressing room, managers don't really come in.
Yeah.
He'd be in there. Got any gel lads in the mirror? Doing the barney, dying it. Is this geezer for real? Got any gel? Let me drop you. Fuck off. No, I haven't. Get your own. You've got enough money.
Got any gel?
Just slicking it back. Slicking it.
To be fair,
he's chocolate.
He's chocolado. Yeah,
he'd be turning up in my bar in a white linen outfit.
White linen outfit.
You just sacked me. Go away.
Gregory's turned up dressed as Bullard.
No, I swear. What we got to do then? We've got to get Pards and Gregory in the same team, assistant and him.
Yeah. Oh, no.
It'd be like a Twix.
No.
Both of them staying there like that.
There'd be knives everywhere.
What do you think of Pardew? Have you worked with Pardew?
No, I haven't, but... I suppose he's a bit chocolate between the lines, isn't he?
He's having himself a little
bit. He is loving himself.
You said you worked for loads of managers.
Yeah,
and some
there's
of
like... Can't you tell? I get a lot of managers to sack.
Who's the best manager you've had?
Oh, God. Well...
Not for football reading, for a nice... Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, a nice bloke. Ray Wilkins was top man. Yeah. Nice bloke, really nice. And good. Neighbor. I played
Is he? Oh, fair enough. Yeah, he's a great bloke. Jerry Francis, he's the only manager I know other than John Gregory, who's got a hair dryer in the dressing room for the old mullet at the back, curling it.
He feels like that haircut needs an intervention. You said, that haircut worked for a bit, but come on,
he
mate.
Had a little trim. I see him, he had a trim the other day. It's still the mullet, but it ain't as long.
Yeah.
He had a little trim on Sky there, I see that. But it's still the cockerel we used to call him.
The first appearance I had on Sky, right, was me and Jerry Francis. The two mullets of all mullets, and we're like that, looking at each other. And he said, I ain't got a lot of work. I said, you should phone WWF Wrestling out. You'd be good at... Wouldn't he look like a wrestler?
He's strong, by the way. He's a strong bloke. Try and get the ball off him when he was about 16, no chance.
Absolutely. Yeah, leaning into... Do you reckon that's where he's nicked all the scissors and now we can get them off him?
He just couldn't get round him. He's like, take half 5 minutes just to get round the body.
What about the worst managers?
Oh...
This is a long list.
John Gregory.
We've got a new one this series, and it is Jonathan Gregory.
Oh, no. I've got a few. I had Di Matteo for a bit.
Roberto Di Matteo?
Yeah. We didn't get on.
What did club was that?
At MK Dons.
Yeah.
We didn't get on. Because he wouldn't play me, and I weren't happy with that.
Yeah.
So you don't really get on with managers when you don't play, obviously, but... There was a couple of times I remember we were playing Yeovil at home and we were playing 4-5-1. So we've got one striker on the pitch. So I'm thinking, well, every other striker's injured. I'm definitely going to get on the bench today.
I'm
definitely going to get on the bench here.
Not even in the lineup.
Not even in the lineup. I knew that weren't going to happen, but you've got to put me on a bench because you've got to have at least one centre forward on the bench. Usually two, I mean, Warnock would have three. At least every manager would have two strikers just to change it up. We've only got two fit strikers, one's playing, and weren't even on the bench. I nearly had a heart attack. Is this geezer for real? I pulled him after the week. I go, you didn't even put me on him. Didn't even one. Yeah, we had two strikers. I went, no, you didn't. I said, he was injured. I went.
And then what's happened to him now?
Then he wins the European Cup and I nearly cried. No, actually, I did cry. He was right all along.
I knew it knew what he was doing. Fucking good gaffer.
No, he was at Chelsea, who I don't particularly like, but fucking won a European Cup. I was absolutely booing. I was booing. All my mates were just get. Can you believe it? No, I can't. Gutted. Oh,
furious.
Yeah, oh no, just sad. Sad. Sad for football.
Also, one other quick question. Have you ever seen any fights at the training ground? That's something I think most football fans quite like to hear.
Yeah, I love a good fight story.
Had a fight a couple of times.
Have you?
Yeah.
Little tear up.
Just tear up, yeah.
Just if you get stressed.
Yeah, but if someone tackles you in training, you know, and then you just get, what are you fucking doing? Fuck off. And it's all that shit.
Yeah.
It's just coming in and then you're all a little bit of handbags and then everyone just jumps in.
Yeah.
Everyone jumps in.
Because you know it's going to get broken up when there's that many players. And
yeah, so when you're like fighting Mick Harford, you just give it, come on then, and then...
I think I mentioned Mick a few times on this, but fucking he was one hard man.
Who's Mick Harford?
No, I wouldn't even dare fight him like that. I'm actually do a bit of work with him, so I'm only messing. I never. Hi, Mick.
Mickey boy. Actually, we got to try and get Mickey on here.
Mick Harford.
That would be good.
Have you ever seen him have a fight with anyone then?
No, but I've heard a lot of good stories about it, and it is absolutely.
Can you tell us any?
Of course I can. Well, just before, because he was another manager I had at Luton, and the lads used to tell me who was there before. So Mick now is a bit, he's like quite calm. He's not like you'd think now.
Yeah.
But before, and he'd even say that, but before there'd be stuff like, you know, there was a trialist turned up from Portugal or something at Luton, and they're playing a five-a-side, and he's nutmegged Mick, right? So they've all got all the lads. So then Mick's playing like centre forward, and the ball's down the other end, and all they heard was. And then they turn around and the poor lad's nose splattered on the floor.
Fucking hell. A bit late, so, that one, Mick. Ball's up the other end. Yeah,
exactly. So I think the rule of thought is never nutmeg
was
Mick Harford.
The manager then?
No, he was just the coach.
Just the coach?
He was reffing the game.
Yeah. No, but he's nice. Imagine he really is a nice bloke. Just don't nutmeg him, ever.
I was with MK Dons. Last time I went out of him, we went out for, I think it was like a Christmas do, and we was in London. I was with Ian Wright was a coach as well, Mickey Arford, and about 10 of the boys. And long story short, really, one of the boys started having a square up with this bloke. Oh, like these two Irish bars in the blokes in the bar. And Mick went, "Don't worry, I'll sort that out if it goes off." It's all gone off. But the young centre arse nutted this fella in a bar.
Yeah.
Mick just jumped in and started doing all these crazy karate moves. Like, this is why you got to film this.
Like a fashion in the jungle.
He's got this bloke up. I'm moving everyone. He's got this bloke up. He's gone, "Wah!" Chopped him. You know, do you remember, like, I swear on my life, do you remember Tommy Cooper back? Because Mick's hands are the size of his table. Yeah. I swear, he just went, "Wah!" He whacked the fella around the side. He went about 50 yards down the road. He hit the other one and the whole bar was just gone. He took the whole top bar completely long. But he turns around and guess what? He's ha ha ha, he's laughing.
He's the funniest bloke you'd ever be great on here, actually.
I've run behind Wrighty and Wrighty's gone, "Oh no, of all people, Mickey Arford."
Loved a bit of Arford. Yeah, we'll have to get him on.
Yeah we good. Will. He's brilliant. Brilliant.
And he was one of the he was one of the old school Wimbledon players, weren't
he?
To go back with, we had on
he's the only one
Wally Downs.
He didn't get the Skinner, did he? When they all went round, I think Vinny said, "Right, Skinner. Went to Mick, "Now you're all right."
He said to me, "Well, I'd love a story with Mick just quickly if you want to put it in."
Mick Arford,
I love Mick. I think he deserves his time.
Yeah.
I went, "What was the worst thing you've ever done on the pitch?" Because, like, I was just fishing for things that he'd done. He went, I went out of a fucking corner, felt some bloke grab my shoulder, like I've cracked him with an elbow, broke his nose, and only my own keeper. So basically, he broke your own keeper's nose. He went, "Yeah, and he's a good mate of mine." Didn't go down too well. Like, "What the fuck are you doing, mate?" He said, "I didn't even look, I just swung one." Clark, imagine that. Like, back in the day, I'd have cried. But that's what he's like. But cross the white line, absolute animal this side. How many did you meet like that? I've met a few like that. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
You weren't a dirty player, though.
Nah, not at all. Jimmy was much harder than me.
Fucking no, I'd run. I got me injury and I wouldn't go over a tackle again. It was embarrassing. Yeah. I remember this game once, Hull was playing against Blackburn. I forget his name now. And this ball was like, it's a 50-50. Gallagher. Do you know Gallagher who plays for Blackburn?
Kevin Gallagher, the forward.
Paul Gallagher.
Preston now.
I always remember this,
what
right?
A scout I am.
And it's like a 50, you're a top scout.
Yes.
It's like a ball coming centre of the pitch. I remember it's like 50-50 and we're both running and we're both running and just both left it. And we heard some of the players go, "Shit houses." I'm like, "Oh, that looks so bad." And then we both jumped in and went, like we really meant it.
So are you busy at transfer window time then with the scouting or...?
Yeah, I mean, I just go to 2 or 3 games a week. It's all right. Sometimes it's like really good because you just sort of meet people and you just watch a football match. And then sometimes I feel like, look, because I'm a QPR fan, I wouldn't mind going to QPR today. Or Cambridge or QPR, Man United. What should I do? Decisions. Yeah. QPR always wins.
Yeah, still speak to some players, down there,
Chris? Not really, but I know a lot of people. My brother's still there. Yeah. My brother's the under 21 manager there, so
right.
And I speak to I know the physio. The feeling of Harry, I just feel. I don't think it's because of his knees at all.
Yeah,
is that what's come out? I've missed all kinds.
Yeah. He said it's because he needs surgery on his knees.
I think
everyone knows
he's had a bad knee for a while.
Good one.
I think what happened in the transfer window, and he didn't get any players in. Yeah. And I think he just
basically there's a whole transfer window, and they didn't sign anyone, and then. As a coincidence, the day after transfer window, his knee went.
The first time a manager.
I don't know if he was trying to sign a knee replacement.
Someone said, he's not a player.
So surely he can still manage with a bad knee, though.
Yeah. Well, no, his knee's bad, but I don't know. I think
he does need an operation.
Well, he does. But
yeah.
I think if he'd got the players in, he would have stayed. But that's my opinion.
Yeah. What was his knees like at West Ham?
They were fine.
Not a problem.
A weird question. I didn't really look at a manager's knee. Harry, how's your knees, Dad?
Just in case I'll get asked in 10 years' time. So you think it's just...
Huh?
He just wants to get out of there?
I think a bit of both. I think he might have went. I think that the crowd sort of had turned. But I actually thought he'd done all right because when he took over, the morale was awful. We had the worst team ever. And then, to be fair, we got up on the first time of asking. And the teams that got relegated with us, like Wigan and Reading, Wigan are second bottom of the Championship.
Yeah.
Reading are like bottom half.
That's a quick
we went up. And it's very difficult to get relegated and come straight back up. So we did it. At the moment, we're still 98th
but we're like 4 points off 13th or 14th. So it's a lot to play for.
Bad, yeah.
So I just think there's, you know...
Who do you want as new manager?
Me.
Would you do it?
Of course I would.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, I've done all my coaching badges, so that's what I want to get into eventually. But it's difficult. But no, who do I want? I don't know. Whoever takes over is going to be tough. It's a tough
who's
job.
Who's in the act? Do we know who's in the act?
Yeah, Sherwood, well, I mean, Tim Sherwood, I think, really? Is likely. I think it's going to be Tim Sherwood.
Les Ferdinand is director of football.
Les Ferdinand's director of football, and they've got a good connection.
He's directed anything he's left, is he? Les Ferdinand? I don't know. Yeah. It sounds like for a business position, director of football, doesn't it?
Like, what does he do?
He just directs.
Directed a corner.
Director of football is a weird one. It's just like a sort of a chief. He's just head of. He's head of everything in the football related to the club.
He's a head of football.
Head of football. Basically, like an old school manager, like Alex Ferguson was manager of the football club.
Oh, and then you just have director of football, then head coach, as opposed to manager. Arsene Wenger's manager, and he does both.
Yeah, so you got the old school situation of Alex Ferguson.
Yeah.
Who else would be out there? I
mean, Wenger's the same, isn't he? Manager?
Yeah. Mourinho would be in charge of everything. Players coming in. Like, do you know what I mean? Obviously not the contracts, because that's business side of it. But this sort of situation with Les will be getting the players in, and there's the players to the... coach, go on, coach them, whatever. So.
Oh, okay. I think you meant like just to a coach. So you get on there, go to the match, come back, score.
Basically a backseated manager.
Yeah. So it's one of those.
Ian, it's just time for your feature.
Is it?
Yeah, you'll go to visit football teams and clubs and do some interviews. But what we're supposed to do is we're supposed to play the feature out now and then have a chat about it, but you've not done it.
Well, it's a bit like this quiz that I did. It's all gone to shit, really, hasn't it? I'm going to go talk to Dulwich Hamlet.
Why Dulwich Hamlet? Is that because it's the nearest club to your house?
Yeah, it's the nearest club to my house. It's at the back of Sainsbury's.
It's quite a well-known club, though, Dulwich Hamlet.
Yeah.
They wear pink and blue still. Have you done any research?
Yes, they do.
You've done your research?
No, they still wear pink and blue, and their away kits are sort of...
Pink and blue?
Pink and blue as well, yeah. But just we've only got one kit. The play away games, they just do skins. They just take shirts off.
You can find that out when you go and do the thing.
Yeah. So basically, I'm going to talk to them, and then I think we've all got to pretend that I've just done a really interesting thing. It's like, on three of everyone goes, like, oh.
Yeah, boy. So basically what we'll do is you throw to the... new feature you haven't done yet, and then we'll go quiet for a minute, and then we'll come back and pretend that it's happened and we can talk about it.
Yeah, all right.
So do you want to...
Okay. So I went down to Dulwich Hamlet to meet some people who work there and ask them some questions about some things.
About their football team.
Yeah, about the football team.
And we can hear that now, can't we?
Yes.
Ian Smith here, trying to add a bit of serious content to the Magic Sponge. So what I'm doing is I'm going around football clubs, poking my nose through the door and saying, "Oi, what's what round here? Someone tell me something." And a lot of the time, clubs don't seem willing to speak to me in person, so I'm just doing it over the telephone. First up is my local London club, right by the back of Sainsbury's. It's Dulwich Hamlet. So, Mishy, you've been a fan of the club for years and you're currently on the unpaid board of directors. What's your role at the club and why aren't they paying you?
I'm a supporter. That's all. We don't have a board of directors. We're a football management committee and we're all volunteers.
And you guys seem to be doing pretty well in terms of audience numbers. Like, I've been reading that you get 500,000 fans sometimes. That seems pretty good for non-league. What do you think makes a club so popular?
I think the final audience is going to the theatre. We get crowds and we call them supporters. There's a real community feel about the club.
One last question to do with the football on the pitch. Jimmy Bullard, he, for some reason unknown to us, he absolutely hates Alan Pardew. And we know that he's an ex-Hamlet player. So have you ever met Alan Pardew and do you have any thoughts on him?
Wonderful footballer when he plays for us. There was one time, 1985, we went on end-of-season tour to Malta. He turned up late at the airport but managed to catch the flight in time. Let's just say he wasn't quite sober. He has a pair of trainers tied around his neck, a tennis racket in hand, and he's forgotten to pack his football boots.
Did he know what sport he was playing then?
I'm not sure where he'd come from that day, but he had a good day out wherever he'd been.
Next up is a moment we've all been waiting for. It's time for me, Ian Smith, to grill Phil Wilson, Dulwich Hamlet goalkeeper, about how he looks after his bloody hands. I worry about goalkeepers. Like, if you were to get into a fight, you can't use your hands. So I was thinking, do you have to learn like a leg-based martial arts, like capoeira?
I tend to go for a grip, if anything, maybe a bear hug. Mm. It looks more peaceful that way as well.
Yeah, you can pass it off as like you're having a hug, but you know what you're doing.
That's it, yeah.
You're a teacher. I was wondering, do the kids ever try and throw things at you to sort of test your reflexes?
If I'm in a position, they'll get a lot of don't drop that comments and things like that.
Because you're a teacher, how far do you think you could throw an 11-year-old?
Not as far as I can throw a football, and that's not very far either.
Do you use a hands-free phone? Like, right now in our conversation, are you holding the phone? Or are you on speaker?
I am holding the phone and haven't dropped it once.
You probably get bored of just being near the goalposts. So at the home ground, would you ever consider maybe putting some flowers around it or having like a rock garden or a water feature?
It's not something I've thought about, no.
There must be something, the local Sainsbury's I reckon should be sort of supporting that kind of thing.
Perhaps, yeah. We'll see if we can get a sponsorship deal.
I don't mean to blow my own trumpet, but I think that's some of the best hands-based journalism you are going to get on a comedy podcast featuring Rob Beckett and Jimmy Bullard ever. Now, if that hasn't quenched your thirst for information on Dulwich Hamlet, you can always check out their website, www. Which stands for the World Wide Web, dulwichhamletfc.co.uk.
Oh, that was really good, Ian. What an interesting
piece.
What
are they
piece.
Like? What are they
Wasn't
like?
Wasn't it great, his bit about Dulwich Hamlet?
God. Oh, my God. Who was that? That was... That was Steve...
Steve Hamlet, wasn't it?
Steve Hamlet, yeah. That was Phil Wilson, the goalkeeper for Dulwich Hamlets, talking about a live tiger in his own living room.
Yeah.
Would you, Adam and Eve, it?
No. Would you have played non-league if you didn't make it at the top level? Would you have still played?
I did play non-league.
No, but like for your whole career, would you have carried on with it? And
I think so, yeah. I think, you know, if you love footy, if you like playing, yeah, you play to the best you can.
What do you reckon you would have done if you only did football, didn't supplement your full wage?
Yeah.
What do you reckon other career path do you reckon you would have done?
Do you know, I haven't got a clue, really. Because just my whole focus was on being a footballer. But like you said, I would definitely have played.
Yeah.
I would play now. But I'm just like
that brain tree won't give you a game.
No, never. No, again. No, but I would play now, but I'm scared of like getting injured. Because my mate, who I was playing for, I was like messing about playing for like Aylesbury, and just because my mate was playing. And one Christmas, I got a message from his dad. He snapped his leg in half. And I'm just thinking, that's me done, not playing.
Yeah.
Don't need it. Took you 2 days to get over a cruise ship.
That was a free day injury.
He had Easter coming. I didn't want to be on his back all Easter.
We share ripe lemons. I'll tell you what I nearly was, a fireman.
Oh, was you?
Yeah, I went in for firefighter and didn't get very far, basically.
Not as good banter, is it?
To be fair, it's a good group of boys there. We went there, we had to do a rat run. So what they do, they put you on with all the gear. Remember, I'm 18 and I'm 18 in a 15-year-old's body. So you imagine, like, I fucking weigh, like, 9 stone soaking wet. And I've got all the fire gear on, like jackets, and they make it a bit heavy. You've got all the gas cylinders on, the big helmet thing. And then they put you like a smoke mask on, boom, so you can like 5% visual. You're like, oh fuck, where am I? There's me like walking around, like jacket like a foot long. So you imagine that. And then they stick you in a rat run, like as a cage. And then you've got to pick up a body that weighs your body and pull it out. I just couldn't do it. So basically, he said, well, you won't be any good, will you? Because in case there's someone dying in a fire, I'll be, no, but I'm fast. Fast runner.
I'll get the cats in the tree.
That's my job. I'll be up there like a whippet.
I'll bring that cat down.
Listen, everyone's got different strengths here, and mine's no strength.
Your biggest strength is no strength.
Yeah, I swear, I've done that, and then we've done a written test. That wasn't so good. So basically, I failed with flying colours. But yeah, I really wanted to be a firefighter back in the day.
Also, that would be so fun. Imagine, like, being in a house fire or something, and then Jimmy runs and goes, all right! You all right? I'll be warm in here, isn't it?
Fucking hell!
Just eating down.
Yeah, exactly.
Open the door.
Catch that. Get that fucker up there. Let me get this. Watch this. Hey, got him.
I can carry the cat. It's time for your other little feature in, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
This is you've got a lot of features this series, haven't you?
Oh, I complain about it, mate.
No, but maybe I've really enjoyed them.
Well, I was going to say maybe if you write your own feature, but I haven't done anything yet. This one
just a load of promises, this series. Ian, at some point, we'll do something.
Right. This is Bulldog versus the Guest, where we get FIFA ratings and see what you thought your ratings were in FIFA. So this is FIFA 2007.
Are you sure me and Kev made the game?
Yeah.
Who was you playing?
This is back in 2007.
Did they have the full squad for MK Dons at 07 FIFA?
I was at Brecon.
I was not even on the bench with only
one striker. Who was you playing for in 2007?
I was playing for
Speed of Free.
QPR, Plymouth, MK Dons.
What, in that one year?
Yeah. 2007.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So,
I tell you what,
not
though.
Looking good. Not looking good for me.
Your ratings at Plymouth, though, I bet you knocked some in that league on FIFA, didn't you?
Well, we was in Championship, so
well,
not
Plymouth.
Really, no.
All right.
Yeah, I left QPR to go to Plymouth on loan. We actually had a good team down there, Plymouth. Ian Holloway was manager. It was a good team.
And who was the other
and
team
then
you played for?
Got skint. And then I was QPR then in 2000. Then I went to Plymouth on loan. And then at the end of the season, and then I went to MK Dons.
Oh, okay, cool. So,
yeah.
Right. So,
understand?
Where you were, yeah. Okay. What about, so who do you reckon got the best finishing?
Finishing?
I would say finishing. Kev, because he's striker.
Well, I'd like to think so, but...
Is it done on percentage?
It's out done 100? Out of 100, I think.
Yeah, so, so yes, I'd, the answer to that is,
I put Kev on 68%. 78%, I put myself on 68%.
Oh, 73 each.
Oh.
Weren't bad, right in the mix of that. Basically split it in half.
So
in
so like
I was just shooting on sight.
Yeah. You got it, shoot!
You're 40 years old.
What's that? What?
Shoot!
Yeah, your optimism rating.
How old
really
how
high.
Old are you? Because these are different points. You're, how old are you, Kevin?
I'm 39.
You're 39, how old are you?
36.
36, oh yeah, because you sort of...
Who were you playing for at the time?
At 36.
Fulham. No.
Because you would have...
No, in 2007.
2007, how Wigan. Long ago that was? That's 7 years ago, so I'd be 29. I would have been at... Hull.
Hull.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Hull.
Fulham.
Fulham. Fulham. Fulham. Nearly in Hull.
You was at Fulham, yeah.
Yeah.
Always look ahead, always look ahead.
What about acceleration?
Oh, God.
Oh, that's me. Acceleration, I'm up there. I don't care. I'm quicker than him.
Yeah, you're right. 73 again for Bullard. 66.
That's a disgrace.
You're 66%. What's going on?
Good, Ray. If you're asking both and getting to do a point each, so like asking both.
Fuck off, producer.
Fuck off. Joe didn't fucking butt in. Now, don't you tell us how the show's going to go. This is our show made by us. Beckett's the man. Don't you fucking pipe up.
What do you think I should do?
I think we should get a new producer in. Sam Pearson's having a pop.
Some fucking prick that knows what he's on about.
Right, so finishing. Right, who am I giving points to? Well, Jimmy got it wrong, so we'll give a point to Kev. Acceleration, Jimmy. I'm making it up because
I've got a 1 in 100 shot here.
Let's just have
fucking let him answer and I'll win it all day long.
It's one all. It's one all. We'll do it. Whoever's closest.
Well, we didn't even have a goal.
Because I was closer.
We're picking up now. Right. So these are the new rules. It's 1-1, inexplicably. Shot power. So you got to guess what you thought your shot power rating was. Whoever gets the closest to their respective shot power rating wins a point.
At least 95 at least.
95% power with a wink, by the way. I'm going to go nice and safe because, to be fair, I scored some worldies back then. I would say 78.
Ooh, Jimmy Bullard wins it, 75. Kevin, you were close to 95, 70.
Who's doing this?
Oi, listen. Hey, proper brand EA Sports, mate. They know what they're
doing. Jesus Christ.
To be fair, this was at the end of your career, Kevin, wasn't it?
Not really. I've still got four years left.
Not end of your career, not by choice.
I still had a bit of power in my shot.
I'm not going to measure this.
I was in the stand.
Yeah. I mean, we're trying to get the latest stats from Kevin Gannon, but he's not even making the bench for MK Dons. It's
no,
really
not even making it. This is bullshit.
Di Matteo actually did the ratings for this.
Or John
Gregory. Definitely guessing them. Based off this last one, so this one's only out of 10 this time. Okay. What do you think your goalkeeper reflexes were?
Oh my God. See, this is absolute
judge this.
A farce. Farcical. My goalkeeper, I'd
go
6.
Power.
I'd go 4.
Oh, it's a tie.
5.
Bullard's on 5. Kevin is on 7. You're not a bad goalkeeper.
How do they know that? I've never played a goal in my life.
I think that is 7 out of 100 as well, isn't it? Because
no, it's not. It's that,
7 out of 10 oh, is like a fucking good goal.
Yeah. Yeah. Play for England,
that's more than he's got a shot power. Yeah.
I'm a better keeper and I didn't even know it.
So I think if we give 1 point each... That's 3-2? 3-2 to Jimmy?
Oh, I'll stop listening halfway through.
It's hard doing quizzes.
It is hard doing quizzes.
When you don't know what the rules are or what you're asking.
When you ain't got any questions.
Just a little bit of prep, you know? Yeah. But I thought that worked quite... That was quite fun, wasn't it?
That was a good one.
Yeah. We enjoyed that, didn't we?
7 out of 10.
Right, I think we're just sort of signing off now. That's just what's written down on a bit of paper. Also, as well, if you want to let us know you're up to any questions for us, hashtag Magic Sponge, and let us know. We'll answer your questions next week. Thanks very much, Kevin. Brilliant.
Cheers, thank
you.
Thank
see you next week. Bye.
See you.
The Magic Sponge is a Pixiu production for Dave and is produced by Sam Pearson.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Would you give your mum, dad, aunt, or that uncle who hugged your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no!
Oh, my God, it's a really long video. Ew!
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got 6 comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos, and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry?
What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this?
What
is
I don't want this one.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell and dad Alistair Campbell.
Slightly sexually compromising people.
Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.